It's Wednesday, the 9th of January, 2013. I'm Ruth, also known as the Geek Mummy, and this is the enhanced audio version of my geekmummy.com blog. Today's blog post is entitled Returning to Normality. Yesterday, the geek daughter went back to school after the Christmas break. It was a good break. It was relaxed. I didn't have to work too much over about the 2 week period, so it was all good. The only slight downside was that the geek daddy and I were both poorly over Christmas. Some kind of stomach bug. Don't know if it was norovirus or not. Something along those lines. So we didn't manage quite as much feasting as we might perhaps have done. But other than that, it was all good. And we're now sort of adjusting back into the normal routine again. It really doesn't feel like the geek daughter's only just starting her second term of proper school. It feels like she's an old hand at this now. And I was much cheered by her bounding into our bedroom yesterday morning going, "Wake up, Mummy, it's time to go to school. I really want to go to school. I'm really excited." So I'm really, really pleased that she's enjoying school and enjoying all the learning that she's doing at the moment. And she's working really hard at the moment on her reading and her writing. She's been doing a lot of stuff voluntarily over the break, really, really pushing herself. And we think she's been making some really good progress with her reading. And she started wanting to read proper stories. She's getting a bit bored of the one sentence per page, very repetitive books that she's getting from school. And she's wanting to read real stories, which is a bit of a shame, because before Christmas I bought her a whole boxed set of, I think it's Oxford Reading Tree or similar reading scheme, a whole set of books that I thought we could work through together, and she's not interested. She wants to read real stories. She's also seeing words everywhere. You know, we walk around the supermarket or just in day-to-day life and she's just pointing at words and reading things. So it's just great, and she's so proud when she can read these things. It's like her mind is suddenly expanding and she's suddenly realizing how good it is to be able to read. The other thing we've noticed is that for about the last week she hasn't let us read her a bedtime story. We normally read her a bedtime story every night, and the last week she hasn't let us. She's done the reading, so she's picked out the stories and she has read to us every week. And we've seen this quick progression from these very simple stories into real proper books. And over the weekend, we've got some Ladybird Read It Yourself books, stage two and a stage three one. And she worked through the stage two ones quite happily with only a little bit of help, and really, really wanted to read the stage three one as well. So we let her have a go. There's an Audioboo recording on my personal Audioboo account, which I'll put a link to in the comments or the description of this boo, a link to the geek daughter reading one of those books over the weekend, which I think she did really well. I mentioned all this to her teacher yesterday morning, and so she's been moved up to the next stage or level of books. They have a series of colour-coded books that they read through, and she's gone up to yellow now, which is a good thing. And she's also been moved up to the next set of words. Every now and again they send us a series of words home to just do some practice with and make sure, you know, the really common important words that the kids are best learning to recognize rather than having to work out every time. So she's just getting on really well, and I just wanted to have a bit of a rave about her because she's been working hard at it, and I think she's doing brilliantly. And like I said, it's just like watching her mind expand on a day-by-day basis, and it's brilliant, and I'm hoping it continues for years to come. You can find my blog at www.geekmummy.com, and further audio editions are available at audioboo.fm/geekmummy. Thank you for listening.